The Dak Prescott thing continues to be pretty confusing because last I checked, it seems as though reports are indicating that he and the Cowboys are not even talking ahead of this deadline. Are you feeling that we're basically headed to an assurance that, or is it all but a near certainty that Dak Prescott is going to be on a one-year deal with the Cowboys and that we're looking at a Kirk Cousins situation here?
I mean, you're probably looking at a Kirk Cousins situation. I think the biggest thing about Dak Prescott is that Kirk Cousins has proven by the fact that Kirk Cousins over the last 4 years is what, pick a number, the 11th best quarterback in football, 13th, 9th, I don't know, but he's not in the top five. And yet he's been paid more than anybody. And that's why if I am a quarterback, even if I were Patrick Mahomes, you know, I would basically say, just pay me on the franchise number every year. And, I mean, unless you're going to go way out of sight, you know. And so, to me, that is the biggest issue that I see on this. What profit is it for Dak Prescott to sign a long-term deal? And the Cowboys blew this. The Cowboys basically thought that they could pay Dak Prescott a year and a half ago, they thought they could pay Dak Prescott like the 8th or 10th best quarterback in football. And, you know, that because he was making next to nothing, he'd be thrilled to make $25 million a year or whatever the number was that they were offering. But the problem was, you know, this reminds me of the Joe Flacco situation where nobody in 2012 thought Joe Flacco was the best quarterback in football. But he went out and he said, I'm gambling on myself. He played out the last year of his deal. And then the Ravens had to make him, after he won the Super Bowl and was MVP, they had to make him the highest paid quarterback in football. All of this is a result of what quarterback salaries are. They're paid like Monopoly money. It doesn't matter that Dak Prescott, if you would say, well, geez, he's not the best quarterback in football, he might not even be top three. It doesn't matter. When it's your turn to get paid, and you get paid like the best quarterback in football for 2 or 3 months, and then somebody else leapfrogs you. That's the way it's been. The Cowboys thought that they could outsmart Dak Prescott and his agent, and they didn't.
No. They definitely didn't. And I mean, the Kirk Cousins comparison, Kirk Cousins eventually ended up leaving Washington. Does any of this make you curious about Dak Prescott's long-term future in Dallas?
Probably not, but I think it all depends on whether the salary cap next year gets cut down to something insanely low compared to, you know, the 190, whatever it is this year, 190 million this year, 195, I think it is. I mean, let's just say that the salary cap, which I don't think is going to happen, that the players and the owners will agree to base it solely on 2020 income of teams revenue. If that happens, then the cap next year is going to be, I don't know, maybe $120 million per team. And so then everyone is in trouble in the NFL. You know, it's going to be hard to get this done. So I don't think that's going to be the way it is. I think that the NFL and the players will agree to, move these losses over a period of years so that next year the cap doesn't just cave. And I think the only way that Dak would go somewhere, honestly, as if the cap absolutely caved next year. So I still think he's going to be a member of the Cowboys in 2021 and beyond.
Yeah, it's interesting because you could see how fans of the Cowboys, or just NFL fans in general, could look at Jerry's track record and say, well, this is a guy who likes to pay stars. This is a guy who's always been attracted by stars and is willing to pay them. And now Dak Prescott comes along. They try to outsmart him. So saying, okay, it's a miscalculation that happened here, and that's led to the majority of the disconnect between these two parties. But also that Yeah, it's just hard as a fan to look at this and say, well, Jerry Jones believes Dak Prescott is a top five quarterback in the NFL, or that he even can be one, if he's not just going to pay him and try to lock him up long term.
Yeah, he tried to lock him up long term, but he didn't do it. And yeah, eventually, I believe that he will lock him up long term. But as I say, the Dallas Cowboys thought that they could win this contract negotiation. You basically, the only way you win a quarterback contract negotiation is by paying him. And the Cowboys chose to try to, they were going to pay him very well, but they weren't going to pay him Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson money voluntarily. And so therefore, you know, that's why we are where we are right now. But as I always say about contracts, what is the biggest deal about this particular contract? The biggest deal, in my opinion, is Dak Prescott going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys this year? Yes. Is Dak Prescott going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys next year? Almost certainly, yes. So that's why my feeling is we in the media, not me particularly, because I don't really cover this stuff anymore. I just don't think fans really care all that much about contracts, only when it means the contracts mean that the guy isn't going to play for your team anymore. And I don't think there's much of a chance of that in the next 2 years with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
Or it inhibits your team's ability to keep a championship contender together, which the Patrick Mahomes contract didn't, and we've already seen them sign Chris Jones. But it, on the point of the Mahomes contract, and you mentioned the Cowboys missing their opportunity, and nobody's going to confuse Patrick Mahomes really with any other quarterback in the National Football League, and that includes Dak Prescott. But has that had any impact, do you think, on the negotiation between Prescott and the Cowboys?
Probably a little bit, but you know, the Cowboys never in a million years were going to pay Dak Prescott, you know, an average of $45 million a year over 10 years. You know, whether they do it today or whether they do it 2 years down the road. So I'm sure, you know, that Dak's people kind of told the Cowboys, hey, you know, the market now has been reset by Mahomes. If they're even talking, and all these reports say, which I don't know, I've not talked to the agent nor the Cowboys. But clearly the market, whether it's reset or whether it isn't reset, with the Cowboys trying to pay Dak $33 or $35 million a year right now, Dak is going to say, forget it. That's you know, Russell Wilson has played on that contract for a full year, on that, in that area for a full year. Aaron Rodgers has played in that neighborhood for two full years. So I just don't really see that there's any way to bridge it now. Dak's just got to play and probably get franchised again next year as well.
So I was watching a clip from, pardon the interruption, the other day, and it was Tony Kornheiser talking about the idea of, had Dan Snyder not changed the name of the Washington Redskins and decided that he was going to stand firm on it and go against basically all of the pushback from sponsors, fans, the media alike. I have two quick Redskins questions for you. One is that, do you believe that had he not changed the name, had he been unwilling to do that, that the NFL would have looked at ways or avenues to try to oust him from ownership? And secondarily, far less important, do you have any idea which way that they seem to be leaning when it comes to a new name?
I think the new name is going to have something with red in it, so it'll just be easier. They can keep their a lot of their marketing, branding, you know, hail to the Red Tails, whatever it is. But as to which one they choose, I really don't know. I thought Paul Tagliabue had a great idea, by the way, a couple of years ago, when he basically said you ought to name them some militaristic name, like, say, the Warriors, and every week at the stadium have some branch of the military celebrated every year. You know, the Green Berets are celebrated 1 year or 1 week, or Army Rangers and the Coast Guard, and, you know, and then the Navy and all this. And I thought it would have been smart. I still think it might be smart. We'll see. No, I do not think that the NFL was going to force him to sell the team over the nickname, at least not now. But I think it just became so apparent that he wasn't going to win this. Dan Snyder, who I knew a lot better a few years ago before I wrote I would never use the R word again, that Dan Snyder is one of the most stubborn people in the NFL. And for this to happen, he had to see that he was totally backed into a corner. And I think what has happened in the intervening time, I don't know if you guys noticed, but on July 3rd, when the franchise said that they were going to undergo a thought process about changing the name, whatever word salad they used, you know, the only word in the news release that was used more often than the R word was the. And so I think that was just the franchise's way of kind of sticking it to everybody. You know, they had it on the R word letterhead and all that stuff. And so to me, Snyder's been drag kicking and screaming into modernity, but he's not going to like it.
We know you got to run, Peter. Just quickly, how confident are you that training camps are going to start on time?
I'm not. I don't. The fact that the players and the owners are still talking today, they've got another session today. The fact that they're still talking to try to set up rules with a lot of major rules to be decided. For instance, how many players testing positive during one of your testing periods during the week of a game? How many players testing positive means that you can't play that week? There are so many things that the players and the owners do not agree on right now that I will not be surprised if training camps are pushed back. I think it's too early to try to predict whether the season's going to start on time, but I'd be surprised if there were any preseason games. And I would be, honestly, I'd be surprised if camps start on time on July 28th. And the big question, I think, is going to be, and the players, I think, are very anxious about this. You see Buster Posey and a lot of players in baseball, not a lot, David Price, opting out of their deals and not playing this year. So what happens to an NFL player if he opts out this year, doesn't want to play football? Does his contract just toll for next year? Because in baseball, you know, what happened is you don't get paid, but let's say the Dodgers don't play this year. Mookie Betts still gets a year of service time, and he can be a free agent this coming off season without ever having played for the Dodgers. And so I think that is – I'm not saying that's a hill that players are going to die on, but those are things that even today, starting this morning, the players and owners are going to be haggling about.